T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, Ali Cosell, editor-in-chief at thebirdwrites.com. Pelicans are at the Knicks tonight at 6:30, tip-off in about 15 minutes. Ali, how are you?
I'm good, but doesn't it feel like we're actually in New York City watching this game live? It's so cold outside.
Yes, it is cool. And Ali, what is your perception as far as, I don't know, throw a bone to the fan base, you know, the playing game, whatever it might take. I don't think we can stand pat, but what are you giving up to get something as far as, like, guard play? What is your take, trade deadline and all that?
I think without a doubt, Thomas Satoransky and one of the young guys, probably Jackson Hayes, would be packaged up, and then, of course, sending out some draft assets. That wouldn't be enough for, say, a guy like De'Aaron Fox or C.J. McCollum, because those guys are making a lot more money. So you'd have to add like a Josh Hart or somebody else, right, to make the salaries work. You don't really want to do that because Josh Hart's been one of the few bright stories, and I think he's a guy you want to keep. With that contract, he's a steal. So what I'm looking at now is you got to get a guard. You're absolutely right, Bobby. The Pelicans' guard play is the worst, honestly, in the NBA, in my opinion. And if you look at the numbers, it says that. They've got the lowest field goal percentage, like second or third lowest three-point shooting percentage, right, from all their group of guards combined against the rest of the league. So got to upgrade. I'm liking now Caris LeVert. He's a guy that's been tied to the Pelicans before when they were exploring trades for Drew Holiday. His name was mentioned. And he's from Brooklyn, right? That's where he got his start, and that's where Trajan Langdon was. So there's a connection there. And I just love LeVert because he can play two ways, high-character guy. He seems like a guy that would fit perfectly in Willie Green's system.
Ali, Devontae Graham being available tonight I think is certainly helps the cause. The one thing with the Knicks, they're a little bit mercurial in how they play, but man, defensively they're a really good basketball team. But your thoughts on return back of Devontae Graham back to the lineup?
Well, he's probably been the Pelicans' best guard. I mean,
no
if you
question.
Count Josh Hart
no
as a
question.
Guard, then it would be Hart. But yeah, Devontae Graham was brought over to do a couple things for the Pelicans, and I think he's done them fine. Right, shooting the three ball and being big in clutch minutes. And I guess I should throw in also being a low turnover guy. So he's not going to be flashy like Lonzo Ball or any other guys, like the big playmakers in the league, Chris Paul, Luka Doncic. But he gets the job done as a secondary playmaker, and he keeps those turnovers low. So for his role, he's been fine, but the Pelicans have needed more than that, right? So
yes.
I think that's why everybody wants to see a trade.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as the Knicks, boy, this matchup, it's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
You know, the Pelicans scored 117 points in the first game. I don't expect to score nearly as high because the Knicks with Thibodeau, man, they like to really just slow you down and really kind of punch you in the mouth.
Now, Ali, I don't know. It's like the same song and dance and repeat and repeat. I don't know, out of sight, out of mind with Zion. I mean, will he even play this year? I mean, is it like a lost cause or what is your take on that?
You know, you got to grow less optimistic each day. I mean, I'm hoping for good news. We're probably about a week out of getting news on his latest injury. X-ray scans to see if that bone's completely healed. But if it hasn't, without a doubt, he'll be done. But my gut is we won't see him this year. You know, for him to move away, go work out in Portland and already have taken kind of a low-key position, you
approach,
know, amongst
yeah.
the public, especially here in New Orleans, not ever speaking to the media and stuff like that. You just don't feel like this guy thinks probably even in his own head that he's going to be back this year.
Ali Cosell, birdwrites.com. Ali, what are the Pelicans? Could the Pelicans be selling at the trade deadline?
Well, I don't think they're going to be stoned in terms of like a valuable player. So like Valanciunas, probably even Devontae Graham, Josh Hart, I think they're going to stay. I mean, I think they've shown their hand by how much they're trying to win games, right? Trey Murphy's not even getting playing time right now. They're not trying to develop Najee Marshall either. So everything I've heard, they're buyers. The only parts they would sell off is probably trading in some of the young guys. And Jackson Hayes' name has been floated around, but upgrading, right? Trying to get guys that are, you know, ready to play and contribute now for Willie Green, because they've got too many young guys, right? And with so many assets still in the future where they're going to be drafting, probably keeping at least several of these guys, you can't have a stable full of kids.
Ollie, in watching the NBA like you do, has there been a surprise team so far this season where you say, man, okay, you still got a lot of basketball left to play. But has there been one that you say,
wow, Memphis, I can tell you, Mike.
I think is the, is
the
one
Memphis
of them.
Grizzlies, for sure.
Memphis has really played well. But other than Memphis, so to speak, is there another one?
Boy, but what if we had Memphis in New Orleans? I think the Smoothie King Center is packed.
It'd be packed every night.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, yeah, Memphis is my dream, right? I mean, yeah. I want the Pelicans to follow that route. You get every guy that you bring in your team, and they work their tails off, and they perform on the court. And that's what Memphis has done, right? I mean, outside of John Morant, most people can't name a second play on their team.
That's
maybe
true.
Outside of
You're
Stephen
right.
Adams. But, yeah, they're one of the best stories. But since you asked for somebody else, I got to say Cleveland Cavaliers, even ahead of the Chicago Bulls, because nobody saw the Cavaliers winning more than, say, 30 games.
Yeah.
And they're already, I think, 27-19. Just a great story.
Now, Ollie, what about, like, without Zion the progression of B.I., Brandon Ingram, is he capable of being that guy? Because it seems like he's putting more on his shoulders. What is your take on him?
He's showing signs. You know, he won an All-Star, or he appeared in the All-Star game his first year here in New Orleans. But I'll tell you what, he was more of a stats guy, right? He got in there because of stats,
right,
not because of how I felt like he led the team anywhere. Obviously, they didn't win many games that year. I feel like this year, even though it's not showing in the Pelicans' win-loss record, he's doing a heck of a lot more, even though the numbers are pretty identical. And it shows every game, right, the way he's talking to the guys, to trying on defense, to being more vocal. He's doing all these things that we wanted to see in the first year or even last year, but it wasn't there. Now that effort level and just giving a damn really all over the court, it's happening. So he's taken that next step. The big thing will be now is just getting some more consistency, right? This team needs him to be almost like LeBron every night. Can he be that consistent and give you 25-plus points a night? Because he hasn't, but he's close.
Editor-in-Chief, TheBirdRights.com, Ollie Cosell. Always a pleasure. Great job as always, man.
Thank you, Ollie.
Absolutely, guys.
Thank you,
Take
Ollie.
Care. And let's see the Pels win one, man, up in the East.
Amen.
Let's do it. We'll step away and come back. Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, coming up in about 10 minutes here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.